In this episode, we're going to show you what having a podcast growth strategy that works actually looks like.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, my name is Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover what does it really mean to have a podcast growth and monetization strategy?
The number one mistake that every business owner makes that keeps them stuck with low podcast downloads for years, even with great content.
And finally, how to create your own strategy so you can take the fastest path for growing it and monetizing your show, no matter your current situation. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
So look, Tyke, it's been 5+ years of us being in the podcasting industry as podcast coaches, fully qualified nerds and consultants helping podcasters, business owners, experts grow and monetize their show. And as you know, man, we've spoken to thousands of podcasters over that time, and everyone generally has the same goal, which is to grow a podcast, make impact, make money, and just feel like they have more freedom and make an impact doing something that they genuinely love, but also doing something that can feed their business. Now, the sad reality is that 99% of podcasters stay stuck with slow or no growth, and they get to a point where they've invested years into their show, they're not picking up much traction, and they inevitably quit. They give up because it's like, well, why would I keep doing this thing that I really enjoy, but it's not actually giving me much back in terms of opportunities, in terms of my listenership's feeling like I'm growing. Instead, I'm feeling like I'm talking to no one, like I'm speaking to thin air. It can be very disheartening. Now, upon reflection of why is it that some podcasters win, succeed, thrive, and so many, the majority, don't do that. The majority stay stuck and then they eventually quit. And I think it comes down to what we call having a real strategy. That word gets chucked around a lot in the marketing, business, entrepreneurial space, but it's true. The biggest difference that we've seen, Tyke, and I think we can both speak to this, of podcasters who succeed and podcasters who fail is really that one word, strategy.
It's no surprise that this makes the biggest difference because it is such a vague word that is such an umbrella to so many different things, right? So it's pretty easy for us to say that makes the biggest difference because strategy can be absolutely anything. So let's start by clarifying what actually is a strategy.
Well, a strategy in principle is a set of coherent choices that you make to achieve a clearly defined goal or objective. Now, the important thing about this is you have to build your strategy, again, the set of choices and actions you're going to take under certain constraints. I'm going to repeat that one more time, just all together. A strategy is a set of coherent choices made to achieve a clearly defined goal. You know, your objective under specific constraints. I sounded like a teacher, didn't I? But that's what it means to have a strategy. So kind of breaking this down and helping you understand, well, do I have a strategy? Do I not? The likelihood is if your podcast isn't where you want it to be, it's because you're missing a strategy. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you have full clarity around what it means to have a podcast growth strategy that actually works, where your blind spots actually are, and then how to fix them to build your own podcast growth strategy. Now, the first piece of actually having a strategy is what, Tyke?
Well, the first piece is knowing exactly what you're trying to achieve and why. Also known as purpose or your goal or lots of things like this. But really, knowing exactly where you're trying to go and why you're trying to do it. And the reason that's the first thing is because everything else that comes after, like how you get there, what tactics you use, what your plan is, what you do on a daily basis, only really makes sense when it's tied to a clearly defined purpose, because otherwise it's just a series of disconnected activities. But again, talking about this topic, I'm well aware that we can all say, oh yeah, I know my why, I know my purpose. You know, I went to that workshop where they talked about finding your why before, you know, that everyone does see that type of workshop.
Man like Simon Sinek.
Yeah, and the rest. So above all, we know that having spoken to a lot of podcasters who are not growing, they would still say they do understand their why or they know where they're going. So that means there clearly is a bit of a discrepancy in at what point do we really know the why or the goal? You know, something that we can say, but it's kind of subjective, right? So I want to set our standards for what we see, the level of specificity, and where do we draw the line in terms of, okay, you know your goal, you know where you're going, you can actually build out a strategy that's going to help you grow your podcast, versus, no, this is too vague, you're going to go down the wrong path. And we say this, of course, based on helping many clients create their strategy and actually grow and monetize their show. So before we set our own standards and share with you, based on experience of helping many clients create their strategy, get clear on their goal, and do it in a way that actually helps them grow and monetize, what are some examples of goals or, you know, whys or purpose or whatever, Anthony, that we see podcasters have that is not clearly defined enough or is not specific enough, or some things that people say that when they use that as their goal or their why actually leaves them falling short of being able to execute fast enough to grow or monetize?
I think the two biggest one that we hear is, I want my show to reach more listeners, right? So that's one. Essentially, you want audience growth. And the second one is, you know, I want my podcast to make money, or I want my podcast to grow my business and be like a, you know, a business tool, an asset. Those would really be the two biggest ones that we see. Now, okay, that sounds clear enough. I want to grow my audience and I want to make money and grow my business with my podcast. It sounds clear, quote unquote. So I guess what's the issue with those two examples you just gave there, Tyke?
Well, the issue with having whys like, oh, I want to grow my audience, or I want it to make money from the show, or to grow my business, is because it's just still not specific enough in what exactly you want, because those are all umbrella terms. And if, for example, I want to grow an audience is not a specific enough goal because you don't know who you're trying to reach. You don't know what type of person you want to grow an audience of, you know, so you can't really, really, really execute on that and grow an audience to the extent you'd like because you don't even fully know what type of person you're trying to attract. You might not know how many of them you need to hit the next goal. And I say the next goal because most people want to grow an audience as a means to an end, right? Most people want to make money or grow their business. But if you don't know exactly how the podcast is going to make money, then you don't know what you need to do to get that. So like, how much money would you like to make from the podcast and how would you like to make it? Because if you would like to make 10K, but you want to do sponsorships, then you might realize that you're in the wrong niche, or you need to change the strategy of your show, or you need way more listeners than you thought possible, or you've already got the amount of listeners thought possible and you're just maybe not monetizing when you could. And vice versa, you know, if you want it to grow your business, well, how do you want it to do that? Do you want to get credibility that you can use to book more speaking opportunities and then convert people there into customers? Or do you want to convert listeners into clients? Because again, both of these things require completely different audience size, a completely different way you position yourself as the host of your podcast, a completely different strategy to what type of episodes you create. When you really dig into these things, you realize that they're not really goals at all. They're just kind of umbrella terms where many, many, many goals fit into that.
And I think that's what it boils down to, is the fact that saying, I just want to grow an audience, or I just want to make money, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. And that's what everyone really wants. However, the issue is, you can't really build a strategy that works when the objective that you've set is very vague. It's not clear as to when you've accomplished that goal. Whereas a well-defined goal for a podcast that you can build a strategy around would be, I want to reach single mums who have autistic teens and turn them into one-on-one clients so I can earn 10K per month. That's pretty specific. That's very clear. We know what the objective is. And now you can take very specific steps to get there. And of course, through this episode, we're going to break down how to actually do that, etc. But you need to have that clarity first. So if you're in a spot where, if I were to ask you, what is your goal for your podcast? What are you trying to achieve? Why are you investing 5 hours plus per week into the podcast? Like, what exactly are you hoping to gain? What's the goal here? if it's not as clear as the example I gave, that's a blind spot that you have to patch up as your first step in actually building a strategy that works. That's the first step, again, defining the desired outcome. Now, once you have this, what's the next step from here, Tig? We're clear on what we want our goal to be. We're clear on the target, right? What do we do after that?
Well, the next part of creating a strategy that actually gets you to where you want to go with your podcast is, once you have the end goal and to that level of specificity that you mentioned, is you need to understand the current reality of where the podcast is and assess your current position. And what that really means is assess how well each aspect of the podcast is working towards that goal. Now, it's crazy because even if you have that amazingly specific goal, which of course most people don't, because it's almost weirdly specific, right? You don't really just get to something that specific by accident. Even if you do have that, you can still completely fall short in executing this and having a strategy that takes you there if you fail to properly assess your current position. Now, most podcasters actually do fail to assess their current position because they don't realize that their content is not as good as they thought it was. You can be like, whoa.
Damn, Tig, man's on smoke.
Now, I'm not just being mean for the sake of it. I'm actually talking about the data here that most people don't look at. Most podcasters actually do fail to assess their current position because they don't realize that their content is not as good as they thought it was. You can find out exactly where people drop off in your podcast episodes. If you go to either Apple Podcast Connect or Spotify for Podcasters, they have data that they don't send to your hosting platform, where they tell you, oh, in this episode, your listeners dropped off after 2 minutes on average. And on average, people listen to 10% of your episode. This is one stat, and I could go over lots of other stats here, but even just this one alone is very illuminating and very telling and says a lot about how good the content actually is. Most podcasters don't look at things like this and then jump to false conclusions such as, oh, my content is good because, you know, someone said it was good, so actually I just need to get more exposure, so I should go and do social media. When actually, because they haven't assessed their current reality and their current position and looked at all the stats, they don't know that their podcast is losing listeners after the first, like, 3 to 5 minutes. So any efforts on social media or any efforts to get more people to find the show are completely wasted. And it's actually really sad because you can go spend hours and you can go pay people to help you with social media and all this and that, but the show just is broken and isn't converting people. And most podcasters never get to that truth. And that is why it's really, really important to, you know, not skip this step and to assess the current position and really look at all the metrics possible in regards to how your podcast is engaging listeners and keeping their attention and these things, so you fully understand what changes you have to make. And if I haven't beat down this point enough, most podcasters don't think they have to make as many changes to their actual podcast content as they actually do, and therefore falsely go and jump to other things outside of the podcast, such as ways to market it, social media, emails, etc., rather than fixing the actual issue, all because they haven't assessed the current position. Am I just repeating myself like crazy here?
I think we got the point, buddy. I think we got the point.
I tried.
No, I get the points. I think if you were listening to this right now, listen to what Tig's saying. You know, we're not just saying these things to say them because we want to just spew out words and create content. No, we make this because we really do want you to change how you approach growing the podcast, because it doesn't need to be as hard as you're probably making it. And I think when we say these things out loud, define a clear desired outcome, have a clearly defined goal of what you want your podcast to do, understand your current reality and position. It sounds kind of obvious, right? Like, how are you meant to fix a problem when you're not clear on the problem? And then how are you meant to get to a destination or a goal when you're not clear on the goal you've been trying to reach? It sounds very obvious when we say them, but when you're in the nuts and bolts of running the podcast, recording episodes, interviewing guests, with a bunch of other shit going on in life as a whole, it's easy to skip over these things. Now, we do this and work with podcasters and business owners all day, every day. So this is our job. So this is for us, it comes like we see the holes and we're hoping to guide you along the way. So like Tig mentioned, what is your current situation? Assess that, get clarity on that. And I have to say, for a lot of people, when you do this, to give you clarity on what this piece should look like, ask yourself, okay, how many downloads am I getting each month? Am I 1,000 monthly downloads? Got it. Okay. how long have you been at 1,000 monthly downloads? Oh, I've been at 1,000 monthly downloads for the last 7 months. Crap. Okay. What is your retention time for these episodes? Oh, my retention time is 40% on average. Okay. Do you currently have a podcast SEO strategy in place to make sure you rank on Apple and Spotify, or are you just unaware that podcast SEO is the most reliable way to grow your show organically? Oh, fuck. I didn't even realize that was an actual thing. I don't have a podcast SEO strategy. Like, literally go through all these questions. Those are some prompts for you. That will give you a full picture of the current situation. Now, when I get on calls with podcasters, Ty, we have to do this. I just get clear on where they're at right now. For the majority of people, they recognize that, holy fuck, I've spent like 1,000 hours plus on my podcast. The show's barely growing. I've made no money from it. I don't have a strategy. And quite frankly, I've got no idea what I'm doing when it comes to growing this thing. And then we create an actual plan and a strategy, and they go from a place of feeling very kind of a bit sad, a bit beaten down, not in a bad way, just like just looking at their position because I've never looked at it in such detail, to then feeling empowered because for the first time ever, they understand exactly what the problem is and what steps they have to take to fix it. For other people, they get to that spot where they look at their reality and think, holy shit, I might as well give up my podcast. Now, that's a very, 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 very small percentage of people that I speak with that get like that. And for those people, then they should quit. This podcast probably isn't for them. But if you listen to the show, the likelihood is you want to get clarity on the problem so you can actually fix that. So that's our encouragement. You can't skip over the boring fundamentals, because that's when you actually are able to make the changes you need to make to hit your goals.
So if you've been following this along, maybe you've done some of this stuff before, maybe it's all new, but so far we're clear that when you have a specific goal and you actually nail it down much more specifically than just, I want to grow an audience, or I want to make money, or I want to grow my business, and then you've taken proper stock of what the podcast is actually doing, not just how many downloads is it getting, but how long the downloads have stayed the same or have they gone up, how long people are listening to your episodes, where you're ranking on Apple and Spotify on the search results when someone, you know, looks for a show like yours, all of these things, then you've properly diagnosed your current reality. And then from there, you know that you'll be focusing on the right things. And we're not going to get into, oh, what tactics better? Should you land big guests or should you do this? That's not what this episode is about. We've got other episodes that cover that. The point is, if you do these first two steps, it should actually be clear to you where your attention should go. And it should be clear to you whether social media should even be relevant to you or not, right? Because you've taken stock. Now, the third thing that really defines a strategy, to Anthony's definition before, is the constraints you have to achieve that, right? Because of course, if we were all like, you know, multi-millionaires with unlimited time, then strategy doesn't really matter that much, you know? But most people are capped by many constraints, but there's two constraints that we're all capped by in some way or another, and that is time and money.
So true. Now, when it comes to time, what we really mean is you might find yourself in one or two positions. Either, number one, you have a lot of time, but you don't have that much of a budget when it comes to just maybe what the business situation looks like at the moment, maybe what your personal finance looks like at the moment, to where you can't really afford or you can't really budget the money to invest in mentorship or consulting or just getting additional hands to help you with your podcast. Or you might be in a position where actually you do have a big enough budget, you do have the funds, you do have the finance personally and business-wise, you have the cash flow, but you don't really have the time to try to figure this out yourself. You just don't have the time. You're just super busy. Most other people we speak to come under one of these two camps. So for you, you know, what camp are you in? It's really important to, again, identify what is your current constraint. Is it time or is it money? Because once you have that clarity, then it's actually very clear in terms of what step you should take next. So I think what me and Tig want to kind of walk you through now is how to problem solve for each of these constraints. So I guess starting off with the time constraint, let's say someone is cash rich, but time poor Tig. What are the steps that they should take in order to actually grow their podcast and get a strategy in place for their growth?
Well, if you don't have a lot of time, then you want to try and avoid as much trial and error as possible. That would be the worst thing you can do if you don't have a lot of time, because trial and error and figuring things out yourself takes time.
And I want to make this point very clear, because I recently had an experience with a business owner who has a massive real estate portfolio, and he's been investing in real estate for quite some time. And he was exploring growing his show and getting support. Now, of course, what me and Tiger are constantly looking out for potential clients and business owners that we want to invite to work with us in the Get More Listeners Academy, which is, of course, our one-on-one program to grow and monetize your show, is we're looking at your commitment level and your readiness to actually get support and help. So I was speaking to this business owner, and he mentioned how, oh, you know, like, I've been fine, I figuring out myself and X, Y, and Z. And then I just mentioned to him, hey, you know, if you want this to work, you're going to have to invest X amount of hours if you want this to work. What he said to me, Tyke, was, it kind of shocked me. He said to me, oh, you know, like, you know what? Actually, I think I'd rather just try to, you know, I don't think I've got the time to do that. I get paid $250 an hour. So, you know, if I was to invest that amount of time, I'd be losing out on like, you know, $5,000 an hour. So it's 5 hours a week you'd have to invest minimum. And he was saying how he could figure it out himself, because if he spent that 5 hours or 10 hours a week on the show to work out the strategy to grow a show, then he's losing money. Now, thankfully, during the start of the call, we actually found out a bunch of data. So turns out that this particular business owner had the podcast for 5 years. They've been investing 4 hours a week into the show. Valuing his time at $200 an hour, that meant over the last 5 years, he had already invested $250,000 of his own time into a podcast that still isn't working, that still isn't growing, hasn't made a single penny, and has actually kept him in the minus, not just in terms of the time he's invested into the podcast, but also the $1,200 per month upkeep he's been investing into the show. Sometimes we're not really aware of what we're saying. And as soon as I said that, the penny dropped, and then he realized, holy shit, why am I, this is so ridiculous. Like, how am I even saying I haven't got time to figure this out when I haven't got time to invest 5 hours a week to grow the show, but I spent the last 5 years investing $250,000 of my time into the podcast without a clear strategy. Needless to say, the dots connected. We both realized how ridiculous what he was saying was, and realized that something needed to change with his approach. So that's why it's so important to just not brush us over. Like, we mean this. Like, don't waste your time trying to figure this out. It's literally not worth your time. If you're cash rich, but time for, it's literally not worth it trying to figure this out yourself. So get proper mentorship. Now, on the flip side to that, Tyke, when it comes to money, let's say you are time rich, but money poor. What are the steps someone should take if that's the situation they're in?
Well, if you're on a budget, but you do have more time, I mean, you know, it's shades of gray, right? But the point is, if you have less money than you have time, right, compared to if you have more money than you have time, then accept that and actually make sure you use your time to the best of your ability. Now, what I mean by that is, and we all do this with any type of content, so this doesn't just apply to podcast growth. I've definitely been guilty of this. I think we both talked about how we both used to do this on a different podcast, on a different episode. But we can all find what we need to do, and we can all get the information. And, you know, we've got well over 300 episodes on this podcast about how to grow your podcast, how to understand why it's not growing, and also how to make money from it. And we've had amazing messages from listeners who have actually applied what we said and seen results. And that is just one of the best feelings when that happens. But I know that there's tons of people who have listened to the show and kind of enjoyed a mental foreplay session, you could say, with entertaining some of the information discussed, but then it won't get applied. And again, I'm not judging, because we all do it. It's just such a natural tendency to do that, right? There's way too much content out there, and it's so easy to just listen to stuff but not apply it. But if you identify that your constraint is money, and therefore you have to lean on time, you cannot afford to do that. And you must realize that you need to use your time better than the majority of people, because that's going to be your main lever to pull. And what that would look like would be listening to this podcast or listening to the resources about how to grow, how to monetize, but then really scheduling time to actually apply that information and scheduling time to measure the results of what you've applied. Because what we said before, if you don't have much time and you have more money, don't try and figure out yourself. Don't waste time on trial and error. But if you do have time, trial and error will be necessary. But trial and error is wasted if you don't actually measure the results, because you never really solve the trial and error, right? So you need to be very, very organized with your time, but more so making sure that you schedule time specifically to apply what you're hearing or what you're picking up, and it also schedule time to measure the results and analyze how things are working. Because without that, you can just listen to a bunch of podcasts and you can just, you know, post on every social media and you can just do so much, but still kind of be running around like a headless chicken with no results to show for it if you don't have those parts regularly incorporated in how you use your time.
Now, I think someone that's really important to talk about is the fact that if you are someone who has got a budget, but you have more time, knowing that you shouldn't just use the excuse of, I don't have the money to invest in mentorship. Don't use that statement or your current situation as an absolute. It's just your current situation, right? If you understand that, if you want to make the most amount of growth and progress, and the best way to do that actually isn't by going through a process of trial and error, it's just that right now you're having to go through a process of trial and error because your current circumstance of not having the budget to invest in mentorship. But if you did have the budget to invest in mentorship, then that will be the first step you would take. Why am I saying this? The reason why I'm saying this is because just because right now you don't have the budget to invest in mentorship doesn't mean you take that as the definitive state of where you're going to be 6 months from now. So for an example, it might mean that part of your strategy is, hey, I'm going to go through this process of trial and error. I'm going to listen to the podcast by Anthony and Tige. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule every single Monday and Friday to track my numbers, track my retention time, test a new strategy that I've mentioned, and work my way through. But in the meantime, because I know that it might take me 3 years of going through trial and error to really figure this out, I would much rather speed up that process. So in the meantime, for the next 6 months, I'm also going to be putting aside some money and creating a budget so I can invest into the show, so I can invest in proper mentorship, so I'm not stuck spending 3 years trying to figure it out myself. I can just figure it out for now, for the next 6 months, and then invest in proper mentorship when I have the budget, because I've prioritized making that investment work. Again, that's just a subtle mindset shift I think is really important to point out, because it's very easy to just go, oh, I don't have the money, so I'll just try to figure it out. But it's like, that's a situation a lot of people find themselves in, and they eventually never figure it out, or they burn out before they figure it out because they're just so frustrated that things aren't working. So you need to do both.
100%. That's a really good way to put it. So this has been a pretty juicy episode, I think. Hopefully this has been enlightening in some way for you, because we've broken down what strategy is. It can be many things, right? Like we said, it's a loose term. But what does it really look like to have a strategy that works and regularly brings you closer to growing and monetizing your podcast? It actually looks quite different to what most people have and have set up for themselves. We know that strategy is a set of coherent choices made to achieve a clearly defined objective or goal under constraints. And most people don't even have a goal that is anywhere near outlined enough to effectively build a strategy around it. We know that I want to make money from the show, or I want to grow an audience, is just like the very first piece of having that goal, but it's nowhere near specific enough to actually act in alignment with that to get you to where you need to be. We know that most podcasters struggle to ever get their strategy off the ground because they end up focusing on the wrong things. And it's so easy to focus on the wrong things when you don't properly assess your current situation. And looking into some of the metrics that we mentioned with your podcast is accessible, but you can do it for free or for no additional cost to what you're paying for your show. But most people miss over it simply because they don't know it's there. And that can lead to all sorts of issues in your time and potentially your money going on things that won't help you grow because you haven't properly identified your current reality. And thirdly, we all have constraints, and we're all constrained to either more time or more money, or less time or less money. And of course, there are lots of other constraints as well, but those are two that no one can avoid, really. And so you have to identify which one is more of a constraint for you and act accordingly to fix it. If you put all those things together, you're going to go very, very far with using your podcast to achieve whatever you want to achieve. Not just to grow an audience and make money, but to make 10K a month, turning listeners into clients, reaching single moms of autistic teens. You know, something that level of specific, right? But without it, this is why so many podcasters quit and end up years down the line not knowing where the time has gone and kind of surprised they're not further ahead, but also didn't really know how it worked out like that.
So if you listen to this episode and you're thinking to yourself, wow, I feel like the thing for me right now really is I'm missing a real strategy. I don't know what step to take. I don't know what process to follow. What you guys have mentioned in this episode makes total sense. But in terms of what step I should take next, I feel like I need someone, a mentor, a guide, pointing me in the right direction, providing outside perspective so I'm not getting bogged down in the wrong details, or so I'm not wasting my time on the wrong steps. If that's where you're at right now and you want that guidance, you want to grow and monetize your podcast way faster, then I would encourage you to explore the Get More Listens Academy, which is our one-on-one podcast growth and monetization program for business owners and experts who are looking to grow past 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and monetize in 3 to 6 months. If that is you, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast. With that being said, we'll catch you on Thursday's episode.
See you Thursday.